I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update. A dozen leaders from Europe and Canada are visiting Ukraine's capital to mark the third anniversary of Russia's invasion in a show of support by some of Kyiv's most important backers. More now from Associated Press correspondent Lawrence Brooks.
How are you? European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau were among the visitors greeted at a train station in the capital by Ukrainian officials. In a post on social media, von der Leyen wrote that Europe was in Kyiv because Ukraine is in Europe. The guests also include European Council President Antonio Costa, as well as the Prime Ministers of Northern European countries and Spain. They are set to attend events dedicated to the anniversary and discuss supporting Ukraine with President Volodymyr Zelensky amid a recent U.S. policy shift under President Donald Trump. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Provisional results confirm that mainstream conservatives led by Friedrich Merz won Germany's national election. A far-right party surged to become the nation's second largest. The campaign was dominated by worries about the years-long stagnation of Europe's biggest economy and pressures to curb migration. The Vatican says Pope Francis is resting after a quiet night. Monday is the 10th day of his hospitalization for a complex lung infection. He remains in critical condition. 7,000 people have died since January in fighting in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, that according to the country's prime minister. Another 450,000 people, she says, are without shelter after 90 displacement camps were destroyed. This is VOA News. For the first time in more than 20 years, Israel has sent tanks into the West Bank. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar.
What we are doing in what you call West Bank and we call Judea and Samaria is defending our security. It's military operations taking place there against terrorists and no other objectives but that, this one.
Tens of thousands of Palestinians have already been displaced from their homes in the West Bank just over the past month, as the Israeli military has moved into the crowded refugee camps. A U.S. federal judge on Monday is set to consider a request by the Associated Press to restore full access for the news agency's journalist after President Donald Trump's administration barred them because the AP refers to the Gulf of Mexico in coverage. Yosemite National Park employees, who recently were fired by the U.S. government, worry cuts will affect the experience of visitors and the welfare of wildlife that thrive in the popular vacation destination located in California's Sierra Nevada. Oleg Chumura was a custodian at Yosemite National Park. He was terminated last week.
Myself and the only other custodian was terminated here for the Winona area, so everything from South Entrance to Glacier Point. I mean, just what's going to happen is just no one's going to be there to pick up the trash. I mean, you'd be amazed with how many just diapers I pick up off the side of the road, beer bottles, toilet paper, all the stuff so you don't have to see. You get to see the park and its true natural beauty.
The Trump administration last week fired about 1,000 newly hired National Park Service employees who maintain and clean parks, educate visitors, and perform other functions as part of its broad-based efforts to downsize the government. At the annual SAG Awards in Los Angeles Sunday, Conclave triumphs and Timothée Chalamet wins Best Actor, upending Oscar predictions. Here's AP correspondent Ed Donahue.
Chalamet won the Best Actor Award for A Complete Unknown, on course to possibly win his first Academy Award.
I poured everything I had into playing this incomparable artist, Mr. Bob Dylan, a true American hero.
The other Oscar favorites, Demi Moore, Zoe Saldana, and Kieran Culkin all won. Jane Fonda received SAG's Life Achievement Award. I'm Ed Donahue.
That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA app. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.